The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus' first sermon, when he had spent his 40 days in the wilderness after his baptism, was not very original, because it's summarized with these very words that John the Baptizer proclaims in our gospel reading this day. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that was nearly 2,000 years ago. And where is this kingdom of heaven, which was supposedly so near? And if it's not at hand, 2,000 years is a long time to wait, then maybe we can put off repentance. Maybe we don't even need repentance. After all, we try to do our best, don't we? Usually, sometimes. But then about those other times, we don't. We try to be good and faithful Christians, usually, sometimes, maybe every now and then. We try to show love for people, most of the time, usually, sometimes. But what about yesterday? Those words I said, those thoughts I harbored in my heart, the anger I felt toward someone. Maybe I do need to repent. After all, it is an imperative. This command that John the Baptizer speaks, repent, do it now, no options. Why? For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, what could John have meant when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Was he talking about the end of the world? When the stars go spinning off in their courses, the planets slam together, there's a great explosion? And that's that? Or was the kingdom of heaven at hand in another way? It was at hand in another way. It was at hand in the one whom John proclaimed at the end of today's gospel reading. He says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, of infinitely greater power than I, of greater worthiness to be acclaimed. His sandals I am not even worthy to carry. And he, this one who is mightier than I, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In the Lord's Prayer today, as we do in every service, we will pray the second petition, Thy kingdom come. What does this mean, the Catechism asks? Well, it says the kingdom of God certainly comes by itself without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may come to us also. Okay, well, how does this kingdom of God come? And the Catechism answers briefly and succinctly in words that can be memorized. God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. The third petition applies to this text, because it speaks about our need for repentance. What is this third petition? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. When we pray those words, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're praying that God's will would be done in this congregation of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, that God's word of law and gospel would be faithfully preached and taught, that the name of Christ Jesus, the crucified one, the Lamb of God who takes away every sin in the whole world, would be lifted up before you. And as John the Baptist would do, this church as a whole, in its worship, in its liturgy, in its hymns, in its proclamation, this church would do what John the Baptist would by saying, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is God's will for this church and for every Christian church, that Jesus and His forgiveness, Jesus and the liberation He brings from sin, death, and the devil would be proclaimed. But how is God's will done here at Mount Olive Lutheran Church? How is God's will done in your lives? Well, the Catechism says God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world. It's outside of us, but wait. And our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let His kingdom come. And God's will is also done when He strengthens us and keeps us firm in His word and faith until we die. This is His good and gracious will. You see, you've got the forces outside, the devil and an unbelieving world that lead you into sin, that lead you astray from Christ, that would drive you to seek something more than the forgiveness of sins and the life eternal that Jesus, our Lord, became incarnate by the Holy Spirit to bring. The world would have you think that all religions are one. The world would have you believe that it doesn't matter what you call God or what kind of God you believe in, as long as you are sincere. Well, you know what? It's not just the world and the devil. It's your own sinful nature too, which listens to these sirenic voices calling you to destruction upon the rocks of ultimate unbelief. It's your own sinful nature which leads you to despise your neighbor, to ignore his needs, to fail to love, to speak angrily to someone when gentleness would be the appropriate approach. It's your sinful nature and my sinful nature that lead us to take God's word lightly, that tells us, well, maybe there's an out in God's commandments for you, a loophole that you can get through. If you look at things that way, you can see how great our need of repentance is. But we repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. No, you and I were not there back in the days when John began his ministry of preaching and baptizing. And we may not be alive when the kingdom comes in all of its fullness at the end of the age, when our Lord reappears in power and might and glory. So what if Jesus doesn't come during our lifetime? What if Jesus does not come for another 2,000 years? Have we still missed out on the kingdom? No, not at all. Because remember, Jesus is the one, John says, who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And as the Catechism tells us, that's how the kingdom comes to you, to each of us. When our Heavenly Father gives us His Holy Spirit so that we, by His grace, believe His word. It's a gift to have faith in Jesus. It's a gift to trust the Word of God. It's not something you have accomplished. It's something the Holy Spirit has accomplished for you and in you. So God's kingdom comes to us when the Holy Spirit comes to us. And the Holy Spirit's job, the Holy Spirit's joy, the Holy Spirit's ambition, one and only goal is the same as John the Baptist's. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The kingdom is at hand, right here at Mount Olive Lutheran Church. This very morning, as we, the saints of God, the redeemed of God in Christ Jesus, have assembled together around God's word and around the sacrament of the altar. We are the baptized. We are those to whom the kingdom of God came when the Holy Spirit came upon us in the water of our baptism, bringing us to faith no matter what age we were. We are the ones who hear this good news of the kingdom of God, that although Christ is coming at the end of the age to judge unbelief, for those who have faith in Him, there will be joy and peace and satisfaction. There will be resurrection to an eternal life with God. We are the ones who have had our sins absolved. And the Catechism teaches us that when the pastor absolves our sins, it's just as sure and certain in heaven as if God Himself, Christ Himself, did it. John the Baptist came, and his food was locusts and wild honey. But you come today, and your food, your drink is Christ's body, Christ's blood, given into death, shed on the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sins. The kingdom of heaven is at hand in the proclamation of Jesus Christ, and in the sacrament of his body and blood. So here's what we do. Here's how we come. Not, I'm good. I'm worthy to be up there. I've sufficiently cleaned up my life. And we come with the humility of the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the drunkards, the thieves, the adulterers who heard Jesus and knew the greatness of their sin and knew that Jesus was their only hope, for he is the friend of sinners. We come in repentance. We come recognizing our need of his mercy, his forgiveness. We come seeking what he alone can give, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. Advent is a minor season of repentance, but it's a season that ends on a note of joy. The pink candle for this next Sunday is the Gaudete Te candle, the joy candle, the rejoicing candle, because the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand for you. It's at hand in Jesus. And in him, you are invited to a great big party. It's going to be better than any Thanksgiving and Christmas meal, family reunion combined. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, but also rejoice, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.